Millions of salmon are harvested every summer in Alaska waters, but only part of each fish is turned into tasty fillets. From member station KMXT in Kodiak, Jay Barrett has more.
Salmon fillets are always a hot commodity at fish markets during the summer, and salmon roe, of course, is a delicacy in Japan. But what happens to the rest of the fish? Peter Bechtel is a scientist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Fairbanks. He says the parts of a salmon that do not wind up on the grill hold a lot of possibilities.
First of all, you can make a lot of fish meals. You can make these meals for animals, for pets. Some of these proteins can be used for humans. We have the oils now. That's probably the hottest story that has come along in the last couple of years. Fish oils then for human consumption. And also we're starting to see a lot of fish oils being put into diets for farm animals and certainly a lot into pets as well. We also have bone meals and things like this. Bone meals can be used as soil amendments. Bone meals can also be used for human supplements, animal supplements, dietary things of this nature as well. Those are just a couple of the things that you can do with this material. As I said, it's underutilized, and our goal then is to try to find uses then that will sort of pay their way, which will help the industry in terms of providing an economic return.
In Kodiak, Bechtel says one company turns much of the fish gurry into products for use in other industries.
By and large, BioDry takes most of the raw byproduct out of Kodiak, Alaska, and makes it into fish meal and fish oil and also a bone meal as well. They do a very, very nice job of that. There is always a little bit of protein, a little bit of other material then that is disposed of under the regulatory procedures in place.
He says there is an economy of scale that comes into play when making fish byproducts.
It's really a challenge, I think, for the small processor. And the reason is that oftentimes byproducts have a relatively low margin. And so if you have more of it, it's one of these industries where the bigger the scale, usually the larger the amount of money that you make. But even small processors and so forth could potentially make some humanoid-grade oils, maybe develop markets for pet foods and things like that. And there would probably be some nice opportunities in those areas.
It's not just salmon waste that can provide the raw material for seafood byproducts. Bechtel says pollock oil is the number one byproduct coming out of the state's fisheries right now. You can find out more about the value-added uses for Alaska seafood at the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation website, afdf.org. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.